Queer.
Live from the press centre, as live as you can get, sitting on beautiful white sofas, probably have come from IKEA. I'm with a young man who is world famous, William Lee Adams of Wee Wee Blogs. Welcome to 4ZZZ and Queer Radio.
Hello, Blair.
You are world famous.
Yes, you are.
I told you last year in Vienna, I said you were very well known because of Wee Wee Blogs, which you set up, and how it's gone round the world. You've won awards. Tell everyone through Queer Radio how important Wee Wee Blogs is to the new way of getting stuff out about Eurovision.
I think that state broadcasters, mainstream media, they don't cover Eurovision in an interesting way. They obviously have to deal with corporate governance, taxpayers, all sorts of things. So they have to be somewhat neutral, whereas we don't have to bother with any of that. So we can just be honest. I think if you want people to be interested in Eurovision, you need to show all dimensions of it, not just the pretty staging and, you know, the pretty songs. They want controversy. They want drama.
Well, your tagline is Eurovision News with Attitude. And attitude is something a younger generation from which you are a standard bearer have. What is attitude to you? What do you define as attitude?
I think attitude is honesty and authenticity. I think a lot of people on our site come from a very LGBT-friendly background and all the sass that comes with that. We speak our mind. You know, a lot of times gay men have been kind of put down growing up, and I found that when I was in the closet, people treated me like dirt. But when I was 12 or 13 and I came out, you know, they call you gay and you're like, yeah, I am, and they back off. And so in a way, it's just being upfront, being direct, and we apply that to Eurovision.
What's your background? You have an accent. You obviously come from a mixed race background as well. So you've got a lot of interesting stories and how you've ended up at Eurovision. So what's the William Lee Adams story?
OMG, no one's ever asked me that. So I grew up in Georgia, the state, obviously not the Republic of, in a town called Fayetteville, which is actually where Margaret Mitchell wrote Gone with the Wind.
So it's oh my God.
Southern, y'all. Yes. So until 18, I talked just like this. But my mother's actually Vietnamese. And so my father was a bit of a redneck, you know.
Oh. Fucking gays.
And my mother was, oh, hello, how you doing? And so I always had kind of a sense of otherness going on because I just thought everyone around me was so weird. And then I ended up in London because my partner, who I met at university, is British, so I followed him over there. And then one night, he took me to a Eurovision party, and I was really skeptical. I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to see this. But it was the year Verka Serduchka finished second to Maria Serafovic, which is just one of the most fantastic shows.
2007.
I was sucked in.
How could you not be? But what gave you the idea to set up Wee Wee Blogs?
So I didn't set it up until 2009, and I was sitting in my boyfriend's apartment at the time, and I was bored. I saw a pair of leather boots, and I remember seeing this pair of leather boots. It was like a graphic image, and I just felt so sassy, and like I had so much attitude, and I was like, I really need to blog or do something, because I was working at Time Magazine at the time, because I had finished graduate school, and I was working at this magazine, and it was kind of boring, to be honest. I was covering very serious things, and I wanted another outlet, a more creative outlet, as opposed to writing the prescribed story, you know, breaking news, blah, 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 court, rendition, terrorist. And Eurovision was on, and so it was, the timing was just right. And I saw Yelena Gorge from Romania. She was the daughter of a Macedonian priest. She was wearing a skirt so short I could see her next child. And I just started blogging about it, and then no one was reading it. Well, the first day, it was like 20 people. But then by the end of the first week, it was something like 25,000 people. I wrote on the website, it was a free WordPress account, and I wrote Europe's number one source for Eurovision, which was a complete, it wasn't. No one was reading it, but I put it out there, and people started reading it, and it was like, oh, fake it till you make it. You know, back then, the stories were so shallow. It was like, Alexander Rybak is not as cute as in the photos. And, you know, we'd publish undoctored photos. I mean me. or, you know, Romania defies the credit crunch, flies to Moscow on private jet. It was all so trashy. And it went on like that for about 2 years just me. But because I was working at Time Magazine, I was able to get press accreditation to all these events, and I started to see how it worked. And once you see how it works, you figure out how to make your own place within that.
So now WeWe Blogs is quite an empire. How many people have you got here at Eurovision 2016 Stockholm Sverige?
So in total, I would say there are 20 people from WeWe Blogs.
20.
Who will be here, but accredited is only 7, because that's the maximum they'll do. So we have people who work with other smaller sites in different countries, and then we kind of share them. And then some people come, and they're just hanging out in the city and covering non-accredited events, so Eurovision Village, Eurovision Fan Cafe, concerts outside, etc.
So you're across it.
Yeah. I mean, we've got someone to do everything.
Tell us about the award you won last year.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you saw that. How funny. We won the UK Arts and Culture Blog of the Year at the UK National Blog Awards, and it's judged by an independent panel of kind of mainstream journalists and British luminaries. And we were up against blogs in fashion, architecture, often funded quite well by corporations and brands, like Ticketmaster, for instance, has a blog that was...
Names, sweetie darling, yeah.
All these people. And we don't have that kind of financial backing. We don't make money. So I was really surprised that our niche blog was able to win a mainstream contest.
And it gives you cachet as well.
Yeah, that's nice, actually, because sometimes, you know, let's be real, there's a lot of shade in the Eurovision community. People talk shit, people want to pull you down, haters are going to hate, blah, blah, blah. And you just have to block that all out. And I think when we got an award from, like, a mainstream recognized body, it was like, okay, you call us a tabloid, but actually people who judge these things on a day-to-day basis realize we're not. Just because it's pink doesn't mean it's stupid. I would say just because you're serious doesn't mean you can't be pink. I think people need to broaden their horizons.
Most of the boys here, and I've got to say boys because you're all under 30. You're all...
I'm over 30.
Yeah, well, I know, but you don't look it.
Oh,
that's the point.
You
carry it very well. But everyone here, young male, under 30, 99.99% gay male. Is that the criteria to be part of WeWe Blogs?
That's hilarious. We actually have 62 people in our Facebook group where we do all of our work, and they range in age from 14 to 65. They are, I want to say, about maybe 35% of them are heterosexual. We have a 65-year-old man married to a woman named Shirley in Colorado. We have a 14-year-old girl in Newcastle who is straight. We have, we've had bloggers in Iran and Armenia at times. There's really no criteria. I think the criteria is to be open-minded, and with that, you are LGBT friendly. Interestingly, we did have one person apply to join the blog, and I really liked him. He wrote really well. And then I shared his name with the group, and they said, William, look at these comments he put on YouTube a year and a half ago. And really inflammatory, nasty, nasty comments about gay people and Conchitaverse in particular. And I went to him, and he actually said, yeah, I did make those comments, but being on your blog actually helped me see that these people aren't so different from me.
Sure.
And I still couldn't let him on just because of the inflammatory record of, like, not being anti-gay, but, you know, just being so inflammatory in public. But it's interesting to see how you can change people's minds just by doing what you love.
Doing what you love is being here at Eurovision. What have you noticed this year already in Stockholm that's better than Vienna last year?
Oh, that's a good question. Can I answer the reverse first?
Yeah, of course you can.
They have all this technology on stage, but I'm not sure they're using it to tell stories in the right way. I think these LED walls in the background, so massive, so impressive, and yet so often it's just, you know, a blue wall, and the floor steals the show. I find that a little strange. I think Dusseldorf was the last time I was really kind of blown away by the LED wall. Yeah, so I'm not really feeling that, but I do think some of the acts here have amazing staging, don't get me wrong. And in terms of organization, I don't think all the volunteers know what's going on. I feel like in Vienna, all the volunteers were kept abreast of how things worked, how, you know, there's an interview sign-up sheet, and then they go to the room, all these kind of mundane things.
Yeah. As a young gay man moving through the world, you obviously spend a lot of time in very gay-friendly places. What can you contribute that's going to make life better for gay men and women and other diverse and gender and sexuality people from places that aren't as helpful?
I think that WeWe Blogs shows people that it's okay not just to like music of all types, but also to like people of all types, creeds, origins, backgrounds, simply by being out there and not being loud, but okay, maybe being a little loud, you show people it's okay, because our posts get so much, it generates so much discussion, and it shows that there are people willing to engage with you on these topics of sexuality, gender, etc. Just having a presence and having a voice, I think, can inspire other people to do that too. You know, I think a lot of people, when they're young and in the closet, they see Eurovision, and they may not know what they identify with, but there's some camp element to all of this. Men in leather pants, guys dancing with other guys, you know, girl-on-girl kissing with Krista Siegfried. There's something people see and they recognize in themselves, and just by seeing that, it kind of turns you on to the possibility that there's someone out there like you. Mm. And when you're young and alone and not sure of yourself, I think that's really powerful.
Final question. Australia and Eurovision, are you on board, or do you think it's a bit of a novelty factor and don't think we really belong here?
I think it's one of the best things that could have happened. I think it's fantastic. Australia's presence really ups the ante in terms of media coverage. Everyone's like, oh my God, WTF, why is Australia here? Australia's here, and they are slaying the pack. They bring amazing staging, amazing singers. They put pressure on countries that are already here to up their own game. BBC in the UK, I'm sorry, it's a bit of a joke. They do not take it seriously. They bring subpar acts, whereas Australia, on its debut, top five, done. Do you know what I mean? Dami Eam, amazing vocalist. Also a beautiful story, both of them. They showed the beautiful face of Australia. It's not just white, blonde, Baywatch people. It's all sorts of people, a nation of immigrants. It's great for your branding. It's great for the European story because there's so many Europeans who live in Australia. Yeah. I don't get the controversy. You have a very strong, direct connection to Europe, and you do the contest proud by bringing good acts.
Where do you think Dami Eam will finish?
Oh, jeez, this
is hard. Presuming she gets out of the semi-final, do you think she'll make it out of semi-final too?
I think her voice is so strong, and I think that Australia's producers, choreographers know how to create a show, that there's no way she won't get out of the semi-final. I haven't seen her perform this song live, so it's hard to say, and I know she can sometimes be a bit stiff live. That's like the one flaw people cite. But in her promotional coverage this year, she seems a bit more loose. So perhaps Eurovision's helping oil or lubricate those wheels.
Yeah. William Lee Adams, thank you for joining us on 4ZZZ's Queer Radio.
Oh, thank you so much.